ask you, flip it around. If you were single, would you take one for the team?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Every day. All day.
You would sleep with a 60-year-old dude to get a free trip and free dinners.
Look at this face.
So yes. You're saying
of
yes.
Of course I would. Of course I would do that for us. I'd do anything for us.
They'll do anything for their girlfriends, but they won't bring a man a plate. That's a line too far. Bring your own plate. But is that woman going to help you pay your bills when you run out of money after retirement? That's the question. No, because she's going to be in an effed up position too. If women only had the same loyalty to men as they have to their girlfriends.
Would you call someone for us?
Bridget is crazy. Yes, you know I would.
Do you date me?
No.
Why?
Because you're like my grandchild.
That's just, age is just a number.
I like black men.
But age is just a number.
Yeah, I like black men.
Try the best of both worlds.
No, baby. You're like a child. You're like up to my knee.
And let me be clear. Let's say this guy's 21. Or no, let's say he's 20. If he tried to holler at a 22-year-old girl, she would feel the same way as this old lady. You like a child to me. Basically, if you're not the top 20%, she see you as a little boy or invisible, one or the other. Because she feel like you ain't a real man if you can't meet my standards, so you a little boy. POV, you are out with old friends and realize you are on different chapters of life now and just want to go home to your husband and dogs. Yeah, just cut them off. They're living a different life. They're going to ruin your marriage if you keep trying to hang out with them. And every time you come around, they're going to shame you for being married and probably talk about your husband and put doubts in your mind. Yeah, just stop hanging out with them. You need a new group of friends, period. That's on period. Dumbass catchphrases.
Take girls on nice dates. I get them flowers. I'm emotionally available. I go to the gym.
He's a good-looking kid, too, and he's having a hard time. You know, I've told my oldest child he doesn't believe me. I bet this guy won't believe me either. I'm going to tell him the exact same thing. You want to keep a woman around. You're a nice guy. It's not complicated. You just have to be mean every once in a while. Don't be available. Get angry about something stupid. Act like a girl who's your friend. Do something that's a little too far. Give her a hug that's a little too long.
I mean, I know it sounds petty to go out of your way to try to do these things to keep a woman, but my advice would be to really get an understanding of women. And once you do, these things will come naturally. You will naturally get mad at her once you spend enough time with her. You will naturally want to take a step back when you see how annoying she is. See, when you really start understanding women and getting around a woman, I feel like these things naturally come to a man to start doing these things. Like, no, don't call me for a couple of days. I need a break. I'm tired of talking to you for an hour. You ain't talking about nothing. See, once you take women off that pedestal, you'll naturally start acquiring these alpha characteristics that they love that'll make them stick around. But yeah, basically just don't kiss their butt and act like you're the prize and not her. To make it simple. No, I don't want to talk to you all the time. No, I don't want to hang out every day. I'll catch you on Thursday. It's Monday. Hey, look, I'll catch you on Thursday.
That's it. Give her a reason to be jealous. Give her a reason to be mad at you. You'll keep her around about 300% longer than if you're constantly trying to make sure she's happy, make sure you're the perfect person, because for some reason, women don't want that. They don't. They don't want a perfect, especially in the dating stage. They want someone that gets the emotions going.
I don't get it why people get married for love, okay? I got married for love and it got me nowhere. Love is a concept, is an idea. It's a distraction. It's an illusion, okay? Love does not exist.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
There's exceptions though. Sometimes you should get married for love.
So everybody pretty much knows that the core nature of woman is to be a prosty. I'll crack my legs, you give me money, buy me a house, buy me a diamond ring. It's the core nature of them, no matter how you want to look at it. Whether it's soft prosty vibes or hard prosty vibes, they're going to be prosty vibes.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like 100K.
100,000.
At least 100K a month.
200,000 a month.
Probably well over 400K.
500 grand at the least.
Seven figures.
Like a million, 2 million.
Love sometimes exists and can be stronger. Depends exactly.
Here's the thing. If you're going to pay for a woman, just pay for about an hour instead of buying her a house and all that and a car and securing her future. Just buy a woman for an hour or two. If you want somebody to cuddle up with and watch a movie, pay about an hour. Then you don't got to deal with all the drama and nagging and headache and drama from her family. It just makes more sense to me. Yeah, but the prostitute don't love me, and neither does your wife, buddy.